Welcome back.
We've actually already done this.
Well, oh, screw you, man. Screw you. Yes, we had forgot to film, but that's, you know, we're good.
So now we've filmed, so, you know.
Exciting.
Content YouTube next year. That will be quite interesting.
Exciting. Can't wait for it. It's brand new in 2022.
Hey,
that rhymes,
right?
Huh? I should be a rapper, fam.
Oh, please. To be honest, though, you have a good double time flow. I'm not going to lie. Like, when I was going to, like, your shows, like, when you was, like, performing with your, like, in your group. So you definitely have flow for sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What are you saying though? So it's the last one 2 weeks of the year, last episode of the year, last 2 weeks of the year.
Yes.
Nearly at Christmas.
Yes.
It's been an interesting year for music.
I know.
It's been very interesting.
Yeah.
Because this is the post-COVID year.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's an important
thing. Everyone dropped. Well, most of the major acts that you would like that last year, where we were all kind of like, oh, it seemed a bit lackluster. No one really made any music. This year, you got all the blockbuster.
Yep. No, Kendrick though.
Kendrick's hired him.
But I'm very shocked.
Same.
I thought he was gonna drop this. I was actually hoping out for this.
It's weird, yeah, because you know, like as much as I'm like, oh, it's Kendrick, so I believe he'll deliver, but you know, like the longer you leave something, sometimes
I'm not sure if
Kendrick can beat, like, you know, like that sort of that long absence after kind of hinting at a project, plus doing like the Baby Keem feature and stuff like that. Doing the performance at whatever festival it was that he did the performance at. I don't know how long he can beat. I don't know how long he can leave it, and if he'll be kind of invincible in the, oh yeah, it's just Kendrick.
Or
it's just Frank Ocean that can just come back and drop a tune and we feel like, he'll, oh yeah, Frank Ocean.
I think he'll always have that because it's Kendrick, let's be honest. But it does, you know.
I mean in terms of like expectations.
Right.
So dipping your toe in and then kind of, you know, he put out the whole thing. I'm not going to be on TDE. I'm moving into a new phase of my career.
Yep.
Did a feature with his cousin, went and did a big performance, one of his first performances in a little while. That was all big and everyone's, oh, this next album's going to be like a funk album, sick, blah, blah, blah. And then nothing. It's just like, leave it too long and you can never meet people's expectations.
Yeah. I don't know if... And this is not to his credentials. It's just more to expectations, like you said. I don't know if he's going to be able to fulfill the expectations, but I don't think that's because the music will be good or bad.
Yeah.
I think it's more, like you said, more the timing, but also... Yeah.
Is Kendrick above it? Is Kendrick above that kind of space whereby, for example, I guess Rihanna hasn't dropped an album in quite a while.
Yep.
In quite a while. So when she drops an album now, whenever she drops it, if she ever drops it, right, people will be happy to hear the music.
Yeah
amazing. Da, da, da,
yeah,
da.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Beyonce the same.
To a degree, yeah.
Not to a degree. Not... Oh, shit. Oh.
Yo.
What? Wow. Yeah, we'll just have to edit this.
No, you're
cool. No, okay, cool. All right, so I'm not Beyonce to a degree. I know Beyonce put out the Black is King thing last year and then she had the Homecoming live album and stuff like that. But essentially an actual Beyonce album, she hasn't dropped her actual solo.
Are you excited for a Beyonce album?
Yeah, always. What?
To a degree,
I'm not talking about how you feel emotionally, Daniel. I'm talking about music in general, and all I'm saying is is Kendrick in that particular space? No, because it's true. You'll be emotional for no reason. Something that you'll be like putting all your personal biases on it. I'm like, I'm not even speaking from an emotional standpoint. Because I just want to point this out. Because you're like, oh, I'm not looking forward to it. It doesn't matter.
It's a genuine question. I want to know, isn't it? It's a genuine question.
Well, then to put it in more plain terms for you, then in that case, Rihanna, Beyonce, particular level of star. Yes.
Yes.
Agreed.
Yes.
Kendrick there?
To a degree, yes.
Not to a degree. This is an open and closed question. Yes or no? Because those are the only people that can kind of go for this amount of time,
okay, yes,
and
yes,
everyone be so happy.
It would be.
Oh
case,
my
yeah,
God, amazing.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, yeah.
And true, so I'm true, saying, true. As much as I love Kendrick and I'm like, okay, cool,
but he's can worked, you, he's, but hold on. Do we put Rihanna in that conversation though?
100%. Huh? Are you serious?
It's a genuine question.
Yeah, no, I do.
As in, I can understand Kendrick and I can understand
Wait, hold
Beyonce.
On, wait, hold on. You're putting Kendrick above Rihanna in a level of stardom?
No, no.
Because that's what I'm talking to you about. Because that's what I'm talking to you about. I'm talking
the expectancy of new music.
No, no, no. Not the expect. So basically, the reason why I said Rihanna and Beyonce, because you were getting emotional, I said, really what I'm trying to say is that, is Kendrick of the level of stardom whereby he can come and go as he pleases and everyone will be happy every single
right,
time?
Right, okay. I'd actually say no. Actually.
Okay, then.
I'd
actually that say that no. is what I was trying
yeah,
to get
okay,
to.
I see. I misunderstood.
And so that's what I was saying with yes. Rihanna,
yeah,
Beyonce.
Yeah, yeah, I see what you mean. I think, but then I think the only reason why I was saying maybe not so much with Rihanna, mm-hmm. not to say that she's obviously, Anti was an unbelievable album, but she's moved into a direction.
Yeah, but I know we're not talking about.
Do you know
what
I mean?
We're not talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah,
but
see, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, we're not talking.
Wait, let me finish my point.
No, because you're deviating.
I'm not deviating. Let me finish my point. Let me finish my point. In it. My point that I was saying was the only reason why I said no at the time was because our expectancy of music is much less with her now.
All right, Navy, stand down, stand down.
Oh,
he's clarified. He's clarified his point. Okay, cool. So that's all I'm saying. Yeah, just he clarified his point. He's not coming at Rihanna. He
you
understands. He understands. He understands the levels, and that's all I'm saying about. That's all I'm saying about Kendrick, because I don't know why you wouldn't have dropped this year.
See, yeah, I don't get it.
After kind of this, it was like a slow. Like I feel like there was a build up. He even had that compilation EP that he did with his PG Lang, which had like Brent Fires and a bunch of people. I don't know, but I guess we'll just see next year, innit?
It's going to be interesting. It's definitely going to come out next year, because waiting a whole another year and not dropping, I think it's just ridiculous now at this point.
Yeah.
When everyone's expecting it. The Baby Keem features do give me some hope, because
top of the morning.
I quite like it.
Let's get this shit.
But not even that one. The actual one that he did.
Yeah, on the
that
album.
Really
yeah.
Good. That was really good. So I'm excited. Obviously, you'll always be excited about a Kendrick project. Why wouldn't you? But I do get what you mean. Only thing is, man, it's really hard to pull off the sense of mystery that you get with like Frank Ocean and Beyonce before she dropped Lemonade. It's really difficult.
What Beyonce are you speaking about?
As in
mystery.
Yeah, that kind of like when you don't know whether they're going to drop or not. You don't know whether Beyonce is going to drop a new album. It's almost the same thing with Frank Ocean.
Oh, but you mean as in the actual release date?
Yeah, well, I mean.
Your Frank Ocean point is more relevant, I think, to maybe nobody. Actually, now that I think about
it. No one does it like Frank. As in, no one has that kind of mystery.
Well, Andre 3000 is quite reclusive. However, he's not an active artist. So, he doesn't actually count. But Frank Ocean, the Weeknd used to be quite mysterious, obviously, at one point in his career. But he's no longer in that space either. Beyonce is not mysterious. She simply just drops, obviously, when she feels like dropping.
But that's not what
Frank Ocean does, though.
What does Frank Ocean do?
Thing is like, you don't even know where Frank Ocean like. We don't even know where like what
he's doing. We don't know where he is.
Not that we're supposed to, but it's like, I don't know. It is different, and I don't think it's mystery and release dates. Because even with Lemonade, right? Like Beyonce like announced that she was dropping a film, and then it was like dropping like. I think there was like,
but Lemonade, there was no.
The only one that she dropped out of the blue, actual out of the blue, was Beyonce self-titled album.
We did get an announcement.
Yeah. It wasn't like yes, it's kind of right, like yeah. when Jay-Z announced 444, right? So he announced it, and there was like a 2 week like. There was like a 2 week gap, and then it dropped.
But it was announced.
That's not really like.
Yeah.
That's not mysterious.
Yeah.
Like Lemonade it's airing on HBO. It's not like it wasn't mysterious. Only the self-titled was the one I woke up in the morning.
Yeah, but that's
I was
what,
like,
but
what
that's
the
what,
fuck?
But that's what I'm referring to though. That is that. I guess it's.
But she only done it once.
Yeah,
it's not. It's not really. I don't think it's valid. I think Frank Ocean's thing is definitely a lot different. When Frank Ocean steps out, like when he was at the Met Gala earlier this year, I was like, oh. He's at the. Where did you lot find him?
Yeah, fair.
His thing is just a bit.
And then you're like, you'll randomly see and him even do a picture of like GQ or something like that.
Exactly.
It will literally like, be so random.
Exactly. So, you know, it is just kind of one of those things. It's not really that important. But I was just talking about Kendrick. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So, all right. That's fair. So, it's been an interesting year for most genres. I feel like, for example, what's definitely brought an end in this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was happening for the past couple of years anyway. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there was always this conversation around the UK being less or more better or the US.
Don't we have this conversation like every single year?
We do. Always. Long, every single year. It gets this year, the line is complete. I feel like it's disappeared. So, like, for example, when I asked today, I said, what was everyone's album of the year? Quite, and rightly so, quite a few people were saying Gets. And I was like, yeah, we're not even talking about, oh, UK. We're talking about album of the year. We're throwing everyone in the same mix. And I feel like that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because for us growing up, especially in music, it was always that separation.
Mm-hmm.
But we knew it was getting better because we started to hear, well, one, Americans start to mention our music and not chat shit about it. Mm-hmm. But also we stopped having the separation of UK, US. Mm-hmm. It started to become much more one. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that in this conversation today because people were mentioning Ne-Yo, Adele.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Adele's global, but Ne-Yo, Adele. Then you were mentioning Ne-Yo is Cole.
Also global.
Ne-Yo is global. She's a Grammy.
All of our Grammy nominated artists, actually.
Yeah, no, it's true, actually. Clear Soul. We were Joyce Rice. Like they were mentioning, no, not UK, but you get what I mean. They're outside of the scope. So I found it very interesting when I was looking at what album of the year was.
Mm. What's your album of the year?
Ooh.
I mean, we're gonna do our proper recap in January, but just like, what's your album of the year?
It's very, very tough.
Is it a British artist or an American artist?
American artist.
Look at you. Look at you, Jacob.
Sorry.
Who is it?
Jasmine.
Oh, yeah.
Hotel.
Was it EP or not?
Yeah.
But still.
It's
It's Flames. I still listen to it. I love it.
Still.
You know what I caught the other day when I was listening to The Other Side? She's so cheeky. Yeah. Like, so she says, like, two kids from a surrogate, and I was listening thinking, did she say that? But she sang it so smoothly that I was like, hold on, I was like, that was so funny. I was like, I feel that, I didn't catch that one before, but yeah, that made me laugh. But yeah, I still listen to that now.
Yeah, no, that's facts. That project gets spun. Gets is up there. Adele,
I just asked you your favorite one, that's it. Just your favorite.
Adele gets in there, and so does Gets.
Oh yeah, I love Adele's album. A lot of people at least a few people that I spoke to anyway, they didn't really feel it like that. But I'm a bit confused
as to why. I think I liked it more than 25.
I love it more than 25 is at the bottom. Sorry.
Yay!
Like, I love a few tunes off of 25, but it's at the bottom.
No, 21 is different for me. It's 21, 19, and then 30, and then 25. Yeah.
30 and 19 might get swapped around though with enough time. I can't lie.
Oh, you might be right, you know.
With enough
time.
But 19
time, had classics though.
Of course, but 19, like, you know, it's been like what?
Yeah, yeah,
10,
right. Yeah,
nearly
yeah,
like
yeah.
10 years.
True,
or
true, true,
with
true.
Enough time, 30 and 19 might get swapped around
it's
for me.
Very true.
But for now, I'm not mad.
Because the replay value for me on 30
is phenomenal.
Is ridiculous. I literally
listened to it top to bottom. Like, I skip maybe
daily.
I'm trying to think, do I have any skips on there? I might not have any skips on there, actually. No, I just
people say they skip easy on me, but I still love that song.
I still like, yeah, same. I still listen to it. I just feel like it just feeds into the whole thing.
It
like,
does. I just even still, the way, her sequencing was 10 out of 10.
I actually
man.
Liked it more on the album. I didn't really
facts.
Like it much
facts.
As a standalone.
Facts. Facts.
So
facts.
Like, I listen to it facts. Within the album.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
it's
yeah,
just
yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah, this is like.
It's when it goes from Stranger by Nature into Easy on Me.
I love Stranger
I'm
by
like,
Nature. That's such a sick opening. That buff, opening is buff. So, so good.
Yeah, Adele's probably she's going to get Grammys next year. Galore. That's without a doubt.
It's Adele.
But yeah, no, that definitely was a late entry.
Yeah, 30 is definitely one of my favorite albums of the year too.
Facts. So overall, it's been an interesting year for music. I had more album of the years this year than last year, but last year was a COVID year, so it's understandable.
Yeah,
this is more the post COVID.
No one really dropped because of that, because it wasn't the time for that. That's why like certain albums probably would have maybe done better having dropped this year. Like, for example, Megan Thee Stallion's Good News, like that dropped last year.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Obviously it didn't have like a great reception and stuff from people. Obviously it had the single, the remix, Savage remix, which obviously she went on to get a bunch of Grammys and stuff. But
yeah,
that may have had a different reception if it had dropped this year.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
But yeah, next year should.
I say they're probably the same about Nas's King Dream, but then it won a Grammy anyway.
Yeah, King's Disease was fine, and King's Disease 2 was.
King's Disease 2. I play King's Disease 2 more than one. Yeah, and they're same. Both great albums, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I love them both. I love Nas.
That was a great body of work, actually. So, yeah. So, overall, it was an interesting year.
It was a good year.
It was definitely a much better year than last year.
Yeah,
facts.
Facts. Good year.
Facts, actually. Big facts. So, one of the things what we were talking about today about album of the year,
you were fighting for your life,
fighting for my life.
Oh, wait, tell me, yeah, go on.
So, obviously, someone started a conversation that comes up every 6 bloody months.
Always.
Jay-Z,
this is because of what Jay-Z said on the Spaces.
That's just the background. So, Jay-Z said on the Spaces, Beyonce is effectively.
Oh, no, let's not do this, please.
That's what he said.
Let's move on.
That's what he said.
No.
We gotta talk about it.
He said it before, though.
I've never heard him say it before.
He said it on Hot 97, like literally, maybe like at the beginning of 2010. He said Beyonce is the second coming of Michael Jackson. Let's just leave it there.
But it's different. But that's different from what he said this time, though.
What did he say this time?
This time, he effectively said it's the student has surpassed the teacher. That's what he said.
Is that not fair?
She hasn't surpassed him, though.
He didn't get Coachella, innit?
Oh, shut up, man.
It's true, though. That's what he said. That's what the man said.
We're not using that as a barometer.
No. What, Coachella? I'm playing with you, but...
That's a very funny rebuttal.
I'm a funny person, you know? Quick. But what exactly is this conversation, and where do people want it to land?
So basically what happened is when he said that, obviously people start to get riled up when you talk about Michael Jackson. It's just automatic.
And Beyonce, put that in a mix. That's a volatile mix.
That's a very fair.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, it's not far-fetched to have them two in the same conversation. Beyonce is the closest thing to one of the greatest performers of all time.
Mm-hmm.
She's the closest. People are including him. Chris Brown, no.
Chris Brown is extremely good in
the
show.
Don't get it twisted.
When I went to Chris Brown's concert in Dublin, about six years ago, I came out of the concert, I was going to my friend, I was like, ooh, see how one life decision can make your life go like this?
Mm-hmm.
Chris Brown's stage performance was incredible. Mm. And I thought, wow, you know what? A different life, different time, things, etc. Chris Brown is definitely up there.
His performance was
one of the best performances I've seen. Like everybody,
but everybody says it. But everyone, we all know this. That one moment in history,
not just performing though. I mean the whole thing, like stage production, dancers, effects. Yeah, like a massive, like I can't even remember. It was like a weird cage thing.
Mm.
The whole thing, similar to obviously how Beyonce has a whole running theme, etc. with her shows. Chris Brown had it was sick. It was literally one of the best shows I've been to.
Fair enough. Maybe it's not.
But I'm not saying that Chris Brown is that. But I'm just saying that
you can understand the conversation.
In fact, we understand what's happened with his career, and so he just has got a ceiling. That's just what it is.
You can
argue to your blue in the face about what he could have been, and it's just not the fact. But it's not the multiverse.
In this world,
Chris Brown's thing is capped at 40%.
Yeah, that's his own fault. There's nothing he can do about it.
Yeah, so continue.
So in all fairness, I get why it's included in the conversation. But obviously, if we're talking about, you know, fact for fact, Beyonce is the closest, and it completely makes sense. But obviously, when you start,
So then what's wrong with his comment? The comment that he said was that
obviously he's gonna support his wife, and I completely understand that. I get the point.
Of course,
the student surpasses the teacher. I don't think that's true in this instance, because the reality of
based on what?
Based on this Michael.
That's not a good enough reason.
That is
Sorry,
a good enough reason.
It's not.
Very good enough reason.
It's not.
Very good enough reason.
It's not.
Because your reason that he didn't do Coachella isn't good enough reason.
That was a joke, but if we want to get into it, I can make a very compelling case for Beyonce.
Go for it.
Well, you have to tell me what your reason is. If you're telling me it's just Michael, I'll be like, it's just Beyonce.
I'll give it to you then. There were bigger shows that Michael Jackson did before
Yeah.
That were bigger than Coachella.
So because he did a bigger because we're talking
he's
about
he's done bigger shows.
So no no no. So okay. Yeah, so let's let's scale it back because are we you want to say that he performed at did he perform at Woodstock? Because DMX performed at Woodstock 99 and that's the biggest festival, the largest attendance of people. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm just using that.
No. So because you're saying bigger shows. So yeah, are you talking about capacity? When you say bigger shows, what do you mean? Name a show.
Coachella. I'm talking about his own show. Coachella,
so you're talking about a tour?
Yes. Coachella is one of the... Thank you. Coachella, you tried it. I know you tried
no,
it.
No. You think I'm laughing because you got me. I'm laughing because how are you talking... Why are you talking to me about a tour? But go ahead.
Okay. So my point was, everyone's using... He's used...
Coachella.
As in Jay-Z. He's used Coachella as the reason as to why the student has surpassed the teacher. Yeah? That was his reasoning. Right?
Culturally relevant.
Wait. Okay. But you... Let me finish my point.
All right.
Yes, in relevance, I get your point. But it's not, the same...
You don't need to get my point. We're talking about Jay-Z's point.
No, but I'm
actually going to get off exactly what you said.
I get your point about the cultural relevance, but then we can also go back to the same argument about Drake's numbers in a streaming context because he's done big numbers and it's not the game.
But that isn't the same.
Relevant. Why is it not the same? It's not because that's the same argument people use.
It's not the same.
Why is it not the same?
Because it's not culturally relevant. Numbers are
streaming
objective.
Numbers are culturally relevant.
What? Because are you serious? Michael, are you hearing yourself? Listen to what you're saying.
Are you telling me streaming numbers aren't culturally relevant? Is that what you're saying to me?
Yeah, that's
no,
what I'm
mad.
Telling you.
You're actually mad. You've lost your damn
streaming
mind.
Numbers. You've lost your God, you're talking about stats, objective facts. As culturally relevant, they could contribute to cultural relevance, but Take Care, for example, was culturally relevant.
Right, but streaming is culturally relevant now because streaming wasn't relevant.
Maybe our definitions of culturally irrelevant are different.
Because
what I'm saying to you is that you're object like stats or numbers, for example.
No,
objective. They are just
stats
exactly
and numbers are objective.
Are.
Yes,
and
that's not what I'm referring to. I'm talking about streaming itself. So the culture of actual streaming is culturally relevant now. It wasn't relevant in Michael Jackson's time.
So then why are you pinning it to Drake and not pinning it to like the actual number one streamed artist in the world? J Balvin or whoever
I've only used Drake simply because that is the same argument they use as to why he's bigger than Michael Jackson. Obviously, I know it's Idiocracy, but the fact of the matter is that is the argument they use. Because they basically...
Can we streamline this back to Beyonce and not pollute it with Drake and numbers and cultural
that was the only reason why I use that as an example.
Yeah,
is because we were talking about Coachella and you said it was culturally relevant.
Jay-Z said it was because my thing is that obviously we're gonna have this, you want to have the conversation, but don't cut out parts of what he said. Like, so he said that it was culturally irrelevant and something else, and that was why he was saying that the student can surpass the teacher, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, it's just the evolution
and that's fine, but that's not... Yeah. I don't think, personally speaking, obviously in my opinion, but I don't think that's... While I get to the point, I don't think that is strong enough to then say that the student has passed the teacher.
What, just Coachella? But do you think he's at... Okay, okay.
Do you see what I mean?
No, I don't get what you mean. I don't. And I just want the direct... Okay, find me a concert that's as culturally relevant and thrilling as Coachella.
Michael Jackson's own concerts.
Which one?
You could take Wembley. When he came here to do that at Wembley, that one of the most... That was one of the craziest shows you've ever seen in your life.
Did you go?
I've seen the videos.
Yeah. I don't know how old you are. No, because also the people do this... Of course, we know we talk about music. People do this thing where they speak about things as if they were there.
I wasn't there. I would just watch videos and read news.
Of course.
That show, the Wembley show was ridiculous.
So the Wembley show...
If you wanted to use it in the context of what Jay-Z
was
saying...
Was as culturally relevant... No, because we're using what he said.
Okay,
culturally
fine.
Relevant right. And as thrilling as... Find me a concert that is as culturally relevant and as thrilling as Beyonce's Coachella.
Right, okay. Fair enough. I get this particular point. But my issue with that is it boils down to the fact that you're saying, because of something that's culturally relevant now, you're saying you're using that as a fact as to why the student has surpassed the teacher. And I'm saying, if you want to run that argument, you can go back to Michael Jackson's most cultural moments at the time, for example, having literally what one of the biggest tours, selling tours in the world.
That going was, back to numbers, keep it cultural relevance.
But going back to the Wembley show, that was one of the most iconic moments for an artist. It was very iconic at the time.
What happens at that show?
There wasn't at the show where people were fainting, people were passing out, all that kind of stuff.
What happened at the show?
Then we start to get a bigger conversation.
No, what happened at the show though? Because I don't know what happened. Because I've seen...
It's just known as one of his shows that stands as one of his great shows. That's all. That's just the point that it's making. There's nothing significant like that.
But it has to be for it to be culturally relevant.
Yeah, there were iconic moments. As in, people were fainting. I just said it to you.
People fainting.
Why was Coachella relevant?
Because Beyonce came out with... But you asked me a question. No. Beyonce came out. Is it the marching band? I can't even do all of that. Marching band. Then she came out. She had the black cape on. What? Are you serious? Came out with... I could give you a play-by-play of everything that happened.
But Michael Jackson's got shows like that.
No, but I just asked you and you're telling me about people fainting.
But I just told you. Those are iconic moments.
Let me tell you a cultural relevant... Let me tell you a... Culturally, I've said it so many times and I can't even say it. CR moment, as thrilling as Coachella by Michael Jackson. Motown, Moonwalk, Michael Jackson. I would say you could compare those two, literally. Because you know what? Daniel, you're telling me something that you yourself can't even say. Hey, guess what happened? Mike stood in the middle of the stage. It all went dark. Have you seen the Dangerous Tour? Like, my mum used to have Bear, like, VHS So basically, just like you said, you watch videos. I watch Bear videos as well.
Yeah.
So you're not even saying to me, oh, he stood like in the middle of a box and then he put his hand up in the air like this and then everything was quiet and then there was fire and it had never been done before in a show. Like when Kanye had the big, massive floating square in the middle of his Yeezus tour and that was like, whoa. Then every every other show after that, when I went to the On the Run tour, right? They had a floating whatever and they went to the thing like this. Watch the throne. Culturally relevant, thrilling. You can point to exactly what happened in the show that makes it stand out in people's minds. That's right. That's what that means.
That's fine.
People fainting.
Hear me out. I've used some of the points that I can remember.
I gave you a better example, by the way. Michael Jackson doing the moonwalk on Motown is a way better argument to make than a show at Wembley.
My point is, Jay-Z's point about it being culturally relevant, for me personally, if we wanted to sit here and talk about culturally relevant moments, we can find thousands for Michael Jackson.
I just gave you
my point, and that's...
Why aren't you just using what I gave you? I'm giving you...
Even if I use your point, it still goes round to it. It still goes back to my point. That's not enough to say the student has surpassed the teacher. That's my point. That's literally what I'm saying. I'm not saying to you...
But you know what?
I'm not saying to you that Beyonce and Michael Jackson are not in the same conversation. I'm not saying to you it's not far-fetched to talk about them in the same light. Them having cultural moments, them being
even Michael Jackson at BET with Usher, like when he came out at the end, Usher and James Brown.
He's had bigger moments.
But you're saying he's had bigger moments.
But we know he's had bigger moments. I can't remember them, but we know he has. He's had bigger moments.
Why can I remember them and you can't?
No. But he's had bigger moments than that. We know that we've had bigger moments.
I feel like you are... I don't know your definition of culturally relevant, because culturally relevant to me is something that everyone remembers.
I gave you the example.
I don't remember. Why is that my fault that you don't remember
of the biggest moments in history?
But you couldn't even tell me anything unique or special or anything that happened in that show other than people fainting.
Because the point that he was
using... I just gave you two things that I feel like, you could have been like, no one did that.
The reason why I didn't use the moonwalk or them kind of things is because that wasn't Jay-Z's point. He wasn't talking about particular moments as an artist, as in those individual iconic moments. Because if we were talking about that, Michael Jackson wipes the floor with everyone. No one has any more iconic...
Michael Jackson do the Super Bowl? I think he did.
I don't know, so I'm not going to say for
sure. I think he did. Continue talking, though.
But that was my point.
Because even that, if you said the Super Bowl, I would even say that would have been like a better thing for you.
I used that tour just because of how iconic he did.
Oh my God.
What?
Yes. What? The Super Bowl. Standing, glasses, chain jacket, black jacket with the...
That was the Super Bowl.
Culturally relevant and thrilling. That is the example that you use.
Okay, fine. So the Super Bowl.
Go on. Now go on.
All right, fine.
That's what you use. Because that is
Okay, so that actually makes sense. Okay, fine, okay. Fair enough. Right.
Do you understand what my... No, but before you continue, do you understand what the actual point he's making is?
I still stand on the point.
Because Michael Jackson's standing...
I still stand on the point. I still stand on the point. The examples that you gave weren't relevant to what we were talking about.
That's fine.
Jay-Z's point was...
That's fine, but I'm also trying to ask you if you understand what was meant by culturally relevant to begin with. Because that's culturally... Super Bowl 1993, Michael Jackson with the flipping aviator glasses and the flipping...
Army jacket and the things going down. Yeah, fair. That, okay, fine.
Not Wembley and people fainting.
I still stand on Wembley. That's fair enough.
Don't stand on Wembley. Don't have an ego. Don't have an ego. It's not needed. Don't have an ego. Don't have it. It's fine. I was here. I was helping you along. Like, I could do this in my sleep. I just gave you the play. Like, come on. I don't even mind because I'm here for... I love the conversation.
I know you do. I know.
I contribute to the conversation. You know, it's just about the music. It's just about the music.
Shut up. Shut your mouth.
So now... You may go.
You're very stupid.
I'm just, you know, I'm an entertaining individual.
Anyway, yes. I got...
The fuck? Go on.
So I got Jay-Z's point, but I still stand on the fact that, yes, I get where he's coming from about how significant culture was for this culture. However, Michael Jackson, as we've already proven, has so many moments like that, as in what he's referring to. That point is not enough to say the student has surpassed the teacher. Because basically what I'm saying is this. This is what I'm actually saying. Even if we were to go through fact by fact and actually say, actually, maybe Coachella is a bigger moment than one of Michael Jackson's. Even if that was the case, because of who Michael Jackson is, because of his discography, numbers, all the blah, 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 there's still not enough to then say the student has surpassed the teacher. That was what my point was. So even if you're talking about a culturally relevant moment being bigger because, you know, that's why I use Drake's example, because Drake, really, we said this the other day when we had this conversation, we were saying Drake's streaming numbers, as much as people talk about them, that's a big deal. You're one of the biggest streaming artists in the entire world. As soon as you start to talk or you say you've got music out, all of your songs are on the Billboard charts and they stay there for weeks. Mm-hmm. That's a significant thing, regardless of how we feel about Drake.
But it's not relevant to this conversation. It's not culturally relevant. No, wait, you were fighting for your life trying to defend this Ja Rule point earlier today because you didn't want to acknowledge sales and cultural relevance,
I'm
saying is that you were like literally you wanted to ignore the numbers part of it, but that's why I'm like, don't talk about, let's not talk about Drake.
I didn't ignore the numbers part because I brought facts when they were talking about Ja Rule. Because one of the points that they made about the Ja Rule thing was Ja Rule's has got number one songs, blah 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 blah. And I was like, even if you Google, Jay-Z's got has the most.
But what does that? I'm not gonna lie, man. I already said. I think there's definitely a conversation to be had about like our like British experience of American hip hop, because the conversation lacks too much depth. Like it's too kind of basic and too much recency bias, and it's just a bit.
Yeah, because people were misunderstanding me. I wasn't saying that Ja Rule didn't have a moment or moments.
I don't know. I actually don't know what the original point was. I just saw
what,
you,
the Ja Rule
I just
one?
I just saw someone say to you that Ja Rule was bigger than Jay-Z, and then you kind of post a screenshot of like 9 number one albums. I was like, I don't know.
Their point was because they were trying to basically
Okay, finish off the other thing and we can move on to that.
Right,
cool.
So Beyonce, he's made that Jay-Z's point about Beyonce. Jay-Z and what chaos. People have gone to do is now are like, well, Jay-Z wasn't a number one artist in his tenure anyway.
Number one artist in regards in
now
terms of
that
what?
Was the point. People couldn't factualize it.
No. What number one in terms
not,
of what?
Exactly. Don't. I'm not saying this to be dumb. That's exactly what the point was.
Oh.
People were basically saying that he's not had a run as a number one artist, in whatever capacity it is.
But so I feel like we've been told this though by American like hip hop journalists and podcasts and stuff. I wasn't there, so I can't say obviously. Mm. But I feel like a lot of American artists that. American artists and American black media that obviously cover hip hop and stuff, a lot of them would, I feel, have said that Jay-Z was never the number one guy. He was maybe within a top three, top five selection, but he was never the guy at any one point in his career, if that makes sense. This has nothing to do with me. This is what people who are actually outside, like when I used to listen to Joe Budden, or like when you like read like Elliot Wilson and Bieber, all these people, right? At some point in time, they will say Jay-Z was never, he wasn't the guy when he came out. Biggie and Nas were. He wasn't the guy after they passed, because there was a whole DMX run and him being the guy that people wanted to, like, you know, gravitate to, and etc. Like, there is an argument, and there is past, there's kind of information and actual fact, like actual like lived experience that says that that's the case.
See, and the reason why I'm struggling with it is that when I'm not, people know that I get,
do you get what
I
I'm saying? Know, I get what you're saying. So I'm saying that, forget what we all think over here in Britain and stuff like that. People that was living outside in America in the 90s that are rappers and journalists and whatever, they've, I've heard various conversations over the
time.
Over time via podcasts, etc.
Actually,
you know what? He never was just the guy.
Yeah, everyone knew that.
He had his, obviously we know Jay-Z is Jay-Z, but it's definitely something that I don't think we should even really be commenting on over here, because what the hell do we know? Like, honestly, because I was like, I don't even understand what is even happening here, because
all these lot
over there, they would probably say, one of three. Sure.
So the only reason why it became a conversation here was because they were trying to discredit him, because it looked like he was almost trying to discredit Michael Jackson. We know he wasn't.
And I've also heard him say this about Beyonce.
If you said it before, then fair enough. But that's why they started to make the point. And so I was obviously asking. Okay, so I've, like I said to you, fair enough. You've heard it on podcasts and stuff, so it makes a lot of sense.
Jay-Z said that on radio. So this is what I'm saying. Podcasts, shows, documentaries, there's loads of information out there that would actually inform the opinion that Jay-Z at no one point in his career was the number one guy. That's just what that is.
Interesting.
And that's not even a, that's not, and when you say the number one guy, you're just talking about sales, right?
Well, that's the thing. No one could really. And that was my point. Okay. That's what I was asking. That's why I brought the screenshot, because what they were saying was, oh, this guy's gone blah, 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 platinum, and that's why he was the number one guy. But I was like, but Jay-Z's done that. He's done those numbers. He's won the most Grammy as a hip-hop artist.
That's why the numbers thing is always, and so the, that's why numbers and sales and stuff is always a bit like, but tricky then, but to then, have the conversation.
But this is the thing.
Jay-Z was definitely a lot of people's, of course, he was a lot of people's favorite, and he was doing his thing. But in terms of hot, okay, so like obviously, like in hip hop, there is a distinction between hottest and best, and that's pretty much it. The best and the hottest. Was Jay-Z the hottest? The number, because I think that's what people are speaking about, right? Like being the hottest artist at any particular point in time.
See, so my opinion around it is that I think the reason why it's hard to say whether he was or wasn't.
It's hard to say because we're from here.
Yes, but it's hard to say whether he was or wasn't just because Jay-Z has always been there.
Exactly, he's consistent. Yes, is
and
important.
So, and so then it, that's why I said it's very hard then to say why he wasn't number one guy, because what people are doing is they've used, Ja Rule. Yeah. So I was like, okay, fine, I get your point about this conversation around
How have they used Ja Rule? Because that's important.
But this is exactly what I'm
saying. Because I'm not arguing against you. I'm giving you the full scope of what actually has been said.
So when he made the point about Ja Rule, as in when people were making that point, what they were using was, you know, there was a period where Ja Rule was the hottest.
Yes. He was the hottest.
Everything he touched was absolute gold. And I'm aware of that because we've grown up like that.
Right.
My point was, Ja Rule had a period.
Of course, like everyone.
Jay-Z has always been consistently good. He's not necessarily been the one where he had a year where he was on every single feature, song.
Isn't that not changing it a bit? Because essentially that was what you were arguing for, right? That Jay-Z was the guy.
Yes, but not in that. But everyone's using their own level as to what makes it Do you see what
fine,
I'm
saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I could then argue that, well, Jay-Z has always been consistent, has always
But Jay-Z had mad features as well, so like.
Exactly. So it's like, what is your argument? And then people started to throw in arguments like 50 Cent. And then they started to throw in, and I know what you're going to say, because I know the moments that they had, you know that moment, when 50 Cent dropped Get Rich or Die Trying, just before that, just after that, he had the game on lock. It was dumb. It was stupid. Mm. But then you ask the question, Jay-Z was always been consistent even during those times.
Yeah, but the conversation isn't about consistency, is it? The conversation is about the hottest, is essentially what the conversation is about.
Yes, I do agree with you.
So Drake, the reason why Drake's current run in hip-hop is so like one in a million is because no one has been hot for this long.
For this long, yeah.
No one has been, you know, for argument's sake, right, no one has been hot for a decade straight. Everyone's had dips.
That's the distinction.
Best would be Kendrick. That would be the argument, I would think. Mm. Best being Kendrick, hottest being Drake. Those are two different things. In this Jay-Z thing, I think what the conversation is Jay-Z was never the hottest at any one point in his career. He was probably the best at, of course, various points, but the hottest artist, like maybe DMX was hot, Ja Rule was hot, whoever else like was hot.
He was hot but
not the hottest.
I still struggle with I get your point, and I think
do you get what I'm saying,
you
like best
have brought a balanced
sure.
argument.
Okay,
but then what it goes down to is literally this is very subjective, because you could very much argue that Jay-Z's number one, his consistency, like you said, he's had loads of features. He had years when he was popping. Maybe not the Ja Rule type of, I get you, but he's had years when he was popping. Everything he touched the gold was worth
it. It's a different argument. It's a different discussion.
So, but then that's what my point is.
That's what I'm saying.
How do you define we're defining that based on our opinion, not as opposed to what is factual.
To be
it is all subjective, I know, but you know what I mean?
Actually, as we're talking, I've remembered something. Jay-Z has actually answered this, or even he himself spoken about this via tune. A Star Is Born. He literally maps it all out. Like, you know, off the Blueprint 3? You're looking at me. Like, Jay-Z's actually spoken about his position in, what's it called? Keep talking and I'll find it.
Okay. But yeah, no, I think your argument was much more balanced anyway. It is much more subjective.
So on A Star... Oh, not to play A Star Is Born. I don't want to play it. Let's see. On A Star Is Born lyrics... All right, cool. Should I read? Okay, I've seen Mace do it. I've seen Ye do it. X came through, caught lighter fluid. Still, I came through it, clapped for him. But I'm the blueprint. I'm the map for them. Da-da-da-da-da. Nobody could touch Puff back when Puff had it. Wayne scorching, I applaud him. 50 came through like hurricanes do. I thought I'd finish him at Summer Jam. I had Illmatic on bootleg, blah, blah, blah. Wayne did a milli, 50 did a milli, Ye too. But what M did was silly. Blah, blah, blah. Snoop Dogg did. Nelly came down. Face Mob. He's literally speaking about all the people that were literally hotter than him at the time of his career, and basically concludes the song with, obviously, I'm still here. One of one. No one's done it like me, etc. Blah, 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 blah. But this song literally is Jay-Z in 2010 speaking of all the people that were actually the guys. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So forget the argument, it's done. Jay-Z's already talked about it. You're welcome, guys. As LeBron would say, I'm a hip-hop historian. My mind works.
I
remember things. A Star Is Born, go listen to it and shut up.
It's very, very interesting, though. Because
it's not interesting. I just told you the man himself.
No, when I was like hearing people's argument around it, it was very interesting because people were just finding anything out of the woodwork. Like, and that's why I did find it kind of funny when people were referring to the fact that they were saying Ja Rule was bigger than Jay-Z. Ja Rule was hot at one point,
but that's essentially what the word is translating
meaning
into.
You're hot doesn't mean that you're bigger. Fetty Wap was hot at one point. He's not bigger than Jay-Z, is he? So I don't necessarily think that's a correct argument.
But okay, you know what? Like, I feel like I gave you an answer. I gave you an answer from the horse's mouth. I gave you an answer from the horse's mouth.
I'm not saying but, that. I'm saying the actual point about.
Of course, he's not bigger than Jay-Z, but I feel like sometimes in these discussions, right, we tend to be a bit disingenuous and pretend like we don't understand what people are saying when they're using particular words. Mm. You know that when someone is saying that Ja Rule was bigger than Jay-Z, they're not saying Ja Rule today is bigger than Jay-Z. They're speaking about a particular moment in time that he was bigger than Jay-Z.
Is that true?
Which would be, from the horse's mouth, true. I'm not... Listen, I'll play the song as my wheel up if you want. Like, it's not like... I'm not telling you anything. I'm not even giving you my actual... I'm not giving you my feelings on it. I'm telling you something that's actually in a song that he wrote about it. And I'm also telling you about passed down information from rappers and artists and journalists and media who actually covered all the whole culture. So... You know, do what you will. We have our feelings. We can feel how we feel. But boy, like,
that's I'm going to run the agenda anyway, though.
Yeah, run it. It's fine. But I do think that it's a weird. I just don't like the way that we talk about hip hop over here, really. I just think it's like.
Yeah, when.
Like,
when
everything I'm saying. Like, I know, like, what I'm saying. I know,
we're
like
a little bit like passion merchants, to be really honest.
We're not even passionate. Nah, we're not even passion merchants, because if you're passionate about something, you'd have a little bit more. You'd have a more in-depth.
No. You have to understand what I'm saying.
There's a lot of like just recency bias and what you like right now.
But that's what
and who you see like right now.
You think you why when I say passion merchants, it's because the hip hop of a lot of that culture for us over here. But I'm obviously talking for myself and the people that I know who are.
Yeah, because like for me, for example, and like throughout this whole conversation, because I've listened to like rap and hip hop for. My experience with it is not the same as your experience with it. Mm. So as we're talking, I'm remembering things and I'm like, hold on, I didn't go on Google. It's because I really listen to the music understand and I really listen to other people speak about these times. So, but that's what's lacking. Anytime I see British people chatting about, I'm like, it's horrible. It just lacks a bit of like, I don't know, just a little bit of thought. And it's interesting because it's like, we get so upset with everybody else like commenting on our like grime or drill or whatever it is, but you don't even pay like you don't even have like knowledge on like what you're talking about with like hip hop and stuff like that. That's why I guess maybe the conversation is lost in people kind of saying whoever they're saying and the what. Just everything being kind of a bit miscommunicated. I don't know.
Fair.
I don't know. What do but you then, think? Yes, you when, say passion merchants. What do you actually mean?
When I say passion merchants, I think people are... By passion merchants, I think we very much
you
remember
love,
the...
You love Jay-Z, so you don't want to... You are unwilling to open up to or like accept the fact that maybe, yeah, he wasn't actually the biggest or
it
the hottest at one
be.
Particular point in time.
But
despite
but I don't
information listen. Telling you... Different.
See, I don't even necessarily think it's that. I just think people like me have tapped in or are so connected to nostalgia, we will...
But your nostalgia... But your...
But let me finish.
Okay.
But we're so tapped into the nostalgia, the moment, what we experienced, what we felt, that we become passion merchants. So we think in tunnel vision, that kind of... I'm very much on how I felt at the time and that has to still be true now. So anything else that you're saying, even if it is factual, it's hard to compute. And then you become passionate about the fact that this is one of your favourite artists or someone that's very much connected or dedicated to your life at the time.
Why is it
like
in the UK that it all starts at around 2009? How come no one has any passion past this point? Like, or before this point? It all the convos and all kind of like points of like whatever kind of just I don't know it's almost as if
is that 2009? Really?
Well, I feel when I've seen certain conversations I'm like, why does it for me personally looking I think it feels as if some people were transported into listening to American hip hop from maybe 2009 10 or 11 onwards and there's no consciousness of anything that happened before that point. And so for example the Jay-Z thing, if there are people putting forward DMX, Biggie, whoever, you're unwilling to see it, right? Not saying that you're from 2009, I'm just saying you're unwilling to kind of think, well, actually, hip hop was before I started listening to hip before yeah, I started yeah. listening to hip hop, and whenever you started listening to it, it was happening, and there were things, you know, and it's documented, and you can go and check and see and see and what people are saying.
I think
about
that's
it.
Fair. I
and
think
if but, you but, care but about people, it and you want to talk about it, then you should do that.
I do think though, it's hard because obviously I know the hip hop that I was
okay. Tell
to
me about
for,
the tell
was,
me yeah.
So I know that the hip hop I was listening to was pre-2000, so I can understand a little bit why people who listen to music from my time, as in prior to that, will be a little bit more passionate because they've seen the kind
of growth
of an
artist. Of course, yeah.
And so you are right. What people tend to do is they take the, there is that, there's this period that we've got in the 2000s, especially the 2000s decade, where everyone's like, this was amazing. And I think, I generally think it was because there was an introduction of a type of music, like I say the 50 Cent Ja Rule kind of theme.
Yeah. I love 50 Cent.
I think that era was unbelievable.
I saw that 50 Cent said that he's a top 10 rapper. I was like, I'm not even mad at it.
You know
I'm
what?
Not gonna lie.
I'm not that mad at
I'm
it.
I'm not mad at it.
I'm not that mad at it at all. Because it was game changing.
I said, to be fair, I'm not mad at it. I could probably name 10 better rappers than him. But if you're going to speak about rap, if you're going to speak about overall,
I can understand the argument. So that's what I mean. So when I see guys like me or whatever arguing or passionate about it, I generally think a lot of it is tied down to what it means to them in terms of their significance. As a so
but what it means to you, everybody though.
Yes,
it's,
I'm not
sitting here as
but this is not to say that it doesn't mean the same to you. People can only talk about what it means to them at the time when they're arguing these points.
Of course.
They're not necessarily thinking about, like I said, you know, when you bring in those arguments about, oh, I listen to these podcasts.
But that informs also informs my opinion about these conversations because it makes sense. Like
but you have to understand everyone's how they music is different.
Right.
So
but then if it's all subjective, why are you not even discussing it then?
Because we're passion merchants. That's exactly what the point is.
Obviously I understand that. That's what
I'd actually use a good example.
Podcast
yeah.
is literally that.
I'd actually use a good example. It's like football teams. You know, even if your football team is a pile of shit,
yeah.
you will stand for that shitty team because of what it means to you. And I feel like it's
of
the
course.
Same argument. Because people will kind of, will see past sense or truth.
So you think that's what it is in the UK?
Sometimes. Because when I was looking at arguments today, besides the Jay-Z point, people were arguing points, madness.
Tell
absolute
me.
Utter madness. But someone
tell me.
What was the other one? So there was someone said that Eminem hasn't got any hits. I thought that's outrageous. Even if you don't like Eminem, that's outrageous.
Hits like club hits.
As in just hits in general. See? And even that, what is a club hit? Or the fact that it doesn't get played in a club, that means it's not a hit. Because that's rubbish.
It's not though.
So people start to run. What do you mean?
It's not though.
Well, it's not.
Club hits are very valid.
As in, no. Sorry. That's a definitive word you call it. It's a club hit.
Yeah.
What a hit is. People are saying it's not a hit if you can't play it in a club. That's not true. It's not the only meter. Reason being, I'll tell you why. Because there are so many. So I'll use a prime example. Kanye West has got so many hits. Not all of them get played in the club.
Yeah.
And that's a prime example. Kanye West
but he
has
got. But he has got club hits.
He's got. But that's what I mean. That's
Name me an Eminem club hit. Because if you got a hit, if you have a hit here.
As in that one.
No, hold on. If you have a hit here. It likely has transferred into the club at some point. Name me an Eminem hit.
However, the reason why I can't say
Slim Shady, please.
I wasn't going clubbing at the time. But that's what I'm saying. I can't say.
But I saw you say Dirt Off The Shoulder and stuff was in the club. Was you in the club? I wasn't in the club.
I wasn't there when Eminem
when
was
off the shoulder. Black Album came out. I was just probably starting secondary school, so I don't know what you're talking about. I wasn't in the club. If you wasn't in the club, how would you say that?
Yeah, but I can't say about.
I'm asking you. I'm just
but
saying.
I can talk about Jay-Z, because Jay-Z
was you in the club though?
Was Dirt Off The Shoulder not getting played when we were in the clubs?
What club have you?
Was Dirt?
I've not heard.
I've heard Dirt Off The Shoulder in the clubs. I've heard Dirt Off The Shoulder and I've heard 99 Problems. 100%.
I've not heard 99. Daniel!
You are a terrible.
Are you
liar.
Serious?
You're telling me in your entire time that you've been in a club, you've never heard Dirt in your shoulders.
I've heard 99 Problems in concert with Jay-Z. 99 Problems in the club.
100% heard 99 Problems in the club. 100%. Anyway, at the very least, I've heard Dirt Off Your Shoulder. Forget 99
Mate,
Problems.
I can see more Dirt Off Your Shoulder, but I've heard like, I Just Want to Love You in the club. Pharrell.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And excuse me, Miss has been played in the club as well.
No, Daniel. I'm telling you the actual tunes that I've heard in the club.
Yeah, but I've that's never, your experience. I'm telling right, you, these songs
I've never heard Excuse Me, Miss in the club.
I'm only saying, I don't think I would have heard any Eminem songs in the club because at the time when I was going,
so then maybe Eminem doesn't have a hit.
I don't think that's correct though, because we know he does. He's got hits.
Just give me one.
I'll give you. It's a hit. Whether you like it or not, it's still a hit. We could bring up. Listen, if you want to be factual, we could bring up stats to tell you that that's a hit.
Okay.
That is a hit. But I get your point. You would automatically think if it was a hit, it was going
to
get played.
I don't know. I would like to know though. If anyone is 40 years old listening to this, I would really like to know if this real Slim Shady was played in the clubs.
Well, why did Boogie down at Coronet?
Oh yeah. Thank God Cargo was gone.
Oh my gosh.
Hand claps for that.
The reign of that expensive shitty club is over.
The worst. But the real Slim Shady were like, not afraid. Can you imagine? Nah, come on, Daniel. Let's be real. Let's be absolute. Smack That.
Oh yeah, no, Smack That got played in the club.
Why am I giving you place for your own discussion?
Like, but the fact I'm
guy,
trying to...
I hope you lot are seeing how I am giving him his points. Like his points be hella
just
weak.
Ignore her. Just tell her, just ignore
but go
her.
On.
Chat rubbish.
But
anyway,
go on.
My point was Eminem has hits. They don't necessarily transcribe in the club. That doesn't mean that he doesn't have hits.
I hate that Smack That tune with Akon, but it probably got played on the club.
That tune is awful. But it definitely got played in the club. She's arse.
Easy. So if you got a hit.
But here's the thing.
For me, what I'm saying is that if an artist has a true hit, it more than likely has been played in a club. There are not many artists that are going to have hits that weren't played in a club. For example, Frank Ocean doesn't have any hits. He has tunes that Frank Ocean fans like Nights and Pyramids and Pink and White.
I definitely disagree with that.
Oh, Novocaine. Novocaine
and what's the Thinking About You?
In the club.
As in hits. He has hits, but those songs don't get played in the clubs, but those are hits. Thinking About Your Novocaine are without a
Novocaine is definitely a hit. That has been played in the club.
Even Swim Good, hits.
I've never heard it in the club. Let me try and make the point again. Well, I was just saying, I've said it like 3 times now.
Yeah.
If an artist has a hit, an actual true hit, it more than likely has been played in the club. It doesn't matter if it's just one out of their whole discography. If they've had a hit, one of the hits has been played in the club.
So I have to say I disagree. Because I just said
Novocaine has been played in the club.
Novocaine has been played in the club.
Yeah, I've heard Novocaine when it came out.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Ever, are you sure?
You told me that you heard the real Slim Shady.
I didn't say it.
I've been outside since I was like 15, so I definitely.
I didn't say I heard it. I told you I said it earlier. I said I heard 99 Problems and Dirt Off Your Shoulder.
Yeah, exactly. So why is hearing 99 Problems and Dirt Off Your Shoulder way more plausible than me hearing Novocaine? Novocaine
in the club. Who's going to be in the middle of the dancery playing Novocaine?
It's not a song that gets played in the middle at 1 a.m, obviously. Neither is 99 Problems or Dirt Off Your Shoulder. Do you think any day is over 40 is standing in the middle of the club doing Dirt Off Your Shoulder? What are you talking about? I can't believe you tried.
You killed me.
No, but seriously. All right, we'll wait for him to finish. I can't believe you think. Okay, you know what? It's not even a thing, but basically, what I'm saying, like I said, if you've had a hit, it's likely been played in the club. That's all.
To a degree, there's some truth around that. But actually, the fact that you actually used Novocaine was actually a very good example. Or Swim Good, or
Swim Good, I haven't heard. Novocaine, I've definitely heard mixed.
I'm sure Swim Good was like the lead single off of Channel Orient.
Yeah, but it's not a hit like that. It's a fan favorite. Frank Ocean's not he's not a blockbuster guy.
I don't know why you're saying it like that. He's not Drake.
He's not a fucking.
I 100% agree with you, but those are. They're certified hits. There's no doubt about it. They're certified hits. You think. The reason being why, and the reason I'll tell you this why, yeah? I love, me personally, This is just a personal opinion. I love Blonde more than Channel Orange.
We're not having this conversation.
Wait, let me finish.
Go on.
I love Blonde more than Orange. However, I will tell you that while I have fan favourites on that album, I know there's no hits on that album.
On Blonde.
At most, maybe Nikes.
What are the hits on Channel Orange?
Swim Good, Novocaine, Lost. So Swim Good, Novocaine, Lost, and Thinking those About You.
Those are not on Channel Orange. Those are on
Thinking About You, Lost.
Those on.
They're on Channel Orange.
Oh yeah, no. You know what's from the EP? Yeah, you're right.
Oh, thank you.
No, but
you're thinking of the one before that.
Yeah, because they were on that.
Swim Good wasn't. Novocaine, I think Novocaine was. I think you are correct. Swim Good wasn't.
I am. Swim Good is no. You're wrong.
On the EP.
You're wrong. Nostalgia.
You will find
oh,
the EP
no,
on
no. Sorry,
you will find the EP on Spotify.
I'll find it in my iTunes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Fuck. No, but I actually have music. Like, I actually have a music library that's not anything to do with streaming. But yeah, no, Nostalgia Ultra, I'm pretty sure Swim Good was on there. If it wasn't, then fine.
Swim Good was.
What's it called?
No, it wasn't on Nostalgia
it
Ultra.
It was.
Maybe it was.
It definitely was. And then that's why I'm like, Channel Orange had like Super Rich Kids. It had Pyramids, of course. Pyramids is the hit. Like
Pyramids, Lost, Thinking About You. What? Those are the hits that I give in.
Lost is again on Nostalgia Ultra as well. So Nostalgia Ultra, Novocaine, We All Try, Songs for Women, Love Crime, Swim Good, American Women, Nature Feels. That's all Nostalgia Ultra. Channel Orange, Thinking About You. So you can have that. Like Fertilizer, Sierra Leone, Sweet Life, Not Just Money, Crack Rock, Lost, Bad Religion, Lost. Okay, yeah, you said Lost and Bad Religion, but yeah, no, I thought as much. I was thinking, what? Hold on. No, it wasn't. Yes, Nostalgia Ultra. Yeah, no. Yeah, and that's another thing. iTunes Library, real shit.
I miss my old.
But yeah, no. I just uploaded all my archive. Everything onto anyway. Whatever.
But you are right, I should probably do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, so it's subjective, but yes, fair enough, innit? If you've got a hit, you would think it'll be played in the club.
More than likely.
Anyway, that was interesting.
Yeah, that was crazy. I hear it though.
It was just funny, but you know what? I would like
to get someone on here with like and speak about that whole British perspective on hip hop and stuff, because I do think that's why like all the music discussions over here are a bit shaky. Like they're just a bit shaky. I know we're here, we're talking, but they are a bit shaky.
I know what you mean. I wholeheartedly agree.
And it would be good to have a conversation about that in more depth.
Because you made a very good point actually. We are speaking.
No, he never pays me compliments.
Shut up.
I told you, don't have an ego. It's all right.
Shut your mouth. You made a good point that actually, when we're talking about music, especially from over shores, we're almost speaking about it in a second pair of eyes as opposed to firsthand. We are.
If it's not from this decade or last decade, we are.
Yeah. So, fair enough then. So, but definitely the world is changing. Because a lot of
I think the other thing that's missing in music discussions is the fact that I feel like, of course, we know that streaming made everything smaller. So when you're saying that, obviously, people are speaking about their top albums and they're saying, oh, they're citing British artists as their favourite albums of the year and stuff. I mean, that is part of the reason, like, music became smaller because streaming brought everything.
Very true.
It shrunk the world, right? Like, you can...
Yeah.
It made it more accessible for people who may not have been able to easily get music previously.
Being able
to go on... get new music every Friday or Tuesday when it used to be on a Tuesday or whatever the case is. Like, it just made everything smaller.
So, you know. That is a very, very good point, actually.
And it's a good thing, but yeah.
That's true. What's your wheel up?
My wheel up is going to be A Star Is Born by Jay-Z.
Yeah?
Just because you were talking like that. That's why. We'll play it. Let's listen closely to what he's saying, yeah? This song was... What's your thoughts on the Blueprint Frank? Actually, forget it.
We need a whole episode around that.
Forget it.
We need a whole episode.
Listen! Summer jam
too. I had the Illmatic on bootleg. The shit was so hard, but we was all dead. Wayne to the milli, 50 to the milli. Yay too, but with M did was silly. The white boy blossom, after Dre and Dawson. It's flowing renegade, fucking awesome.
See him? Paying respect to people that, you know, had that moment.
That's why he's my
goat. And he like I said, he concludes with just saying, you know,
that's why he's my goat.
That's cool.
That's why he's my goat.
You've never played us a Jay-Z tune on this podcast, and you because keep saying he's your goat.
It's not recent, is
Does,
it?
You don't ever.
That's the first time you've ever played an old song as a wee love. You tried it.
I've played old songs, not Jay-Z songs, but I've definitely played old
as
songs.
As in, like, old.
Yeah,
than
like
we're
not. Yeah, 50 Cent. Remember I came in here, I was talking about how I was listening to 50 Cent a lot. To be honest, my wee lot for this week, before this Jay-Z convo, was actually Mary J. Blige, Deep Inside. But for the purpose of convo,
otherwise I would have played all tunes.
But 50 Cent, I played Baltimore Love Thing, like, whenever that episode was, like. But I've definitely played older songs. But I've definitely played old songs. Why do you not love doing this? What? Never played an old song. I play a song. But not bare though. Don't move the goalpost.
I've beat
the allegations. I played an old tune. You're moving the goalpost. That's another thing that people do in these music discussions. That's why I kept on asking you, like, streamline the thing. Don't tell me about here and here. Let's just keep it right here. Don't start telling me blah blah blah.
I am a very sporadic argument, to be honest with you. That's just how I debate.
I'm just
Will I change? Probably not.
I'm just too good.
I'm getting old.
I'm just good at this.
Nah, screw you. Play.
You be arguing on Twitter.
Are they couldn't they gold?
Look, see that? You always play these lot.
What?
I've never played
Are they couldn't gold before.
I think you have.
I've never played Are they couldn't gold
before. You have.
When?
He had a tune. I definitely have.
Nah, you're a joke.
Go on. I'm going to find it because I know for facts.
I've not played Adé Kunle Gold before.
Haven't you?
No.
Check on the playlist because I updated the playlist, obviously. Go check it out.
Oh, yeah, check out the playlist, please. It slaps.
Yeah,
I've never played
Adé
Kunle Gold before.
But I can see all of the ones that are you. But to say it anyway, you know, you're right. See? 50 Cent. Told you.
Okay, all right. One song. Good on you.
But it's all I had. That's all I needed. Like, oh, okay. My mistake. It was OMLA.
He's wavy. No, this one's called Cloud Nine. I have muffins.
I don't think you even ever played rap.
I've definitely played rap before.
Are you even qualified? I don't know.
Have I played rap before?
You never played a rap tune on her.
Ooh,
you need to switch
not.
Up. So I have types in OMLA.
So it's Adé Kunle Gold Cloud Nine. I've never actually played rap on a
No, you've
before.
Never played one.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't.
What's it called? Cloud Nine. Cloud Nine.
This is my tune.
He's Spinel.
He's a producer.
Okay, cool.
He's so wavy.
The cat music. Oh. Oh, is this who you photographed at?
Affirmation.
Yeah.
I've listened to this song about 90 times.
Yeah, this sounds good. I like it. Oh, I don't feel like it's winter. Like
it makes
it.
You, yeah,
yeah, I don't feel like it's winter. Like, yeah. I feel like light. Like, I like it. Yeah, I like it.
Ooh. Yeah, that's my tune.
Yeah, but for someone who has a lot to say about rap, man, you never played a rap tune on
damn
this.
Damn right, nigga!
You better switch that up, because I'm getting you. I'm going to be like, I don't even think you should be talking. Next year, if you don't play no rap tunes, next time rap conversations come up, I'm actually going to be like, bro, you don't even have the minerals for the convo. I swear to you. Try me. Because you barely made it through this one. That just won the record to show. The winner is Ebs World Peace, world heavyweight champion of the world. In
you're
this.
Stupid. Yes.
If you think you have the minerals to have these discussions,
don't
come to
me.
The TBH podcast and try your luck.
So, what would you give? Okay. Lastly, what would you give this year in terms of music out of 10?
I'll give it 8.5, you know.
8.5 is generous.
It's high. Okay, this is another thing, right? I saw people rating Spider-Man at 8.5 or 8 and calling it mid. Do you guys understand how scaling... Do you understand how scaling works? 8.5 is high. I'm not saying it's mid. I think this year has been very good for music. I personally have enjoyed a lot of music this year.
I agree.
It's at 8.5. A few artists I wish would have dropped that didn't drop, that could have got it to a 10. If I got a Rihanna album, if I got a Beyonce album, if I got a Kendrick album, fair, I'd probably be at a 10.
Fair.
I didn't get those. Fair. So I'm at 8.5 and I'm happy.
Fair.
But if you rate something above a 7, it's high. You can't say it's mid. This is not... If you rate anything between a 4 and a 6, 6.5, it's mid. If you rate anything higher than a 7, it's not fucking mid. Like, what are you lot talking about? I hate... Like, I don't get it.
It's actually true, though, when you put it like that. Actually, it's very true.
It's just numbers. We learned it in school. It's not very true. Like, they taught you this in school. Like, if you did a test and they told you you failed... And you got, it was out of 10 and they told you got a 7, but you failed, it wasn't a pass mark. You'd be like, what?
Over half.
Exactly. So how the... can we just respect words and numbers, please? That's all I want.
So saying that, what did you give Spider-Man?
10. 10 out of 10.
This is why I knew
Spider-Man was amazing.
Spider-Man was fucking incredible.
I loved it. It was, incredible. And it was just fun. Like, it was just super was fun beautiful. To watch. Beautiful. I thought they did... incredibly well. They so pulled it off. I thought, wow, you look, it's only been like 2 years since of it. Like,
yeah,
I
can't
believe this. But
they killed it. They
I honestly thought it was great. I really enjoyed it.
I'm going to watch it again.
And that's why I was like, I saw people saying, oh, it's mid, but I'll give it like an 8.5. I'm like, you're right. Just it's all right to like things, you know. It's okay.
Everybody likes it. I don't want to be bait. Why are you bait that you like it? Why don't you want to be yourself?
It's so
guys, come on.
So unbecoming.
This year, I'm giving music. I'm gonna give it 8. You know.
Yeah.
Probably because it was post COVID year,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't sure what to expect. And I was actually pleasantly surprised. Okay. Not even just by the heavyweight mainstream stuff, but all of the underground stuff. The underground stuff I've really loved this year.
Is there such things like underground now?
Stuff that's not popular. Okay. Stuff that's not mainstream.
Underexposed.
Do you know what I mean?
Fine.
Underexposed. Yeah, that's the way of putting it. Stuff, you know, that like the Cleosote album, not a lot of people talk about that album.
No. I'm not. Okay, that's okay. Before we close out, there are a few things that we now have to like remove off of the no one's rating them and no one's talking about them. Everyone I know... and most people who know music spoke about Cleo Soul.
Oh, I was just saying it was underexposed.
Jasmine Sullivan is also no longer, give Jasmine her flowers and blah, blah. We can...
No, exactly.
And it's happened now. She's in her moment. She's out of that box. Let's stop having that conversation And who else? Jasmine Sullivan. I feel like there's a few other artists, but Little Sims. Let's not do that anymore.
Oh, no, that's gone now. Little Sims is one of the best artists in this country.
Little Sims currently. Period. I said it earlier, like on a few podcasts ago when I was here with Ruth, and Little Sims is still the number one rapper in the world to me right now. Her album is my favorite album of the year, overall, all genres, whatever, favorite album. But take her out of that too. Who else do we like to do pity parties for that don't deserve them in a good way? They don't deserve them because they're like way out of that. But there's a few other artists that need to be. I don't want to see not many people talking about. It's not true.
I'm trying to see who, because even like, you know who's even been getting his flowers this year, which I'm really happy about. Nux. Nux has really been getting his flowers.
Yeah, get him out of. Don't give him a pity party. He doesn't deserve it.
And I think
literally,
I'm thinking
in a good way, he doesn't deserve it.
But he's bigger than that anyway. He's definitely.
He did a sold out show at Islington Academy. He's fine. Every day, this person's not being talked about enough, but you're all talking about them. So what's the truth?
Yeah, I can't actually think of anyone that year that I could generally say
but
was
I do, but
underrated.
No, it's same. I think everyone
which
is
good.
I think
good.
Everyone is like, you know, doing their thing. They're being acknowledged for doing their thing. We don't need to throw pity parties. I don't want to see another Jasmine Sullivan, give her flowers, and you lot have been...
No, don't do that. It's over now.
Running the tweet every 3 days for the past 4 or 5 years. It's happened. It's worked, all right? She's getting awards. She's doing performances. It's fine.
Super Bowl team,
she doesn't need the pity party. It's cool.
She's gone clear.
Yeah, it's fine. So,
I'm going to give this year a solid 8. Because it is definitely for me the more underexposed artist. So not even artists that I don't really mention, right? Artists that listen to like M-Walk, a guy called Emmanuel.
Yeah,
all these guys like Dave.
I remember you gave me that tune that you had played on here.
Yeah.
I played it so much.
It's the, oh, it's outrageous. I ended up my Spotify Wrapped. I end up in the top 0.001% of fans.
And I'm serious?
Like, I've listened to this music to a show.
You should invite you to a show.
I need to get an email.
Trust me, you need to invite you to a show. What? 0.01%.
It was like 0.0001. Yeah, no, that, I was like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
No, that's serious. Right, no, that's good. But no, he's great. There's been lots of great music. So yeah, for me, it's definitely an 8.5. Like I said, it'd be at a 10 if I got a couple more of like my like faves. Drop.
Also, this year, sorry, side note. This year, for me personally,
I've had a good time.
I've always liked Afrobeats, but I definitely it was at a cap for me. This year, I say I've enjoyed Afrobeats the most this year.
When you say Afrobeats, you're just talking about Essence.
No, definitely not. I'm even referring to like Thames, Show Them Camp, all of these.
So Essence.
No, Essence.
I'm joking.
The EP that Thames dropped,
it was good.
Was amazing.
It was good. So who else?
Thames, Omole, Lamide, Fireboy DML. He's got Ed Sheeran coming out on Friday. Sounds like fire.
Yeah,
all of the Amapiano stuff that's happening. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Adekunle Gold.
Mm-hmm.
Show Them Camp. They're dropping tunes. Just loads of them. And I'm like, I've really enjoyed it this year.
That's dope.
I've liked Afrobeats, don't get twisted, but this year I've really, really enjoyed some of the music that's come out this year.
That's
it's been really good.
That's good then. So I think it's been a good year, man.
Yeah.
It's been a good year. I think it's been fun. I think couldn't really have asked for more. Next year will probably, I don't know. Next year next year might be a little bit quieter potentially, depending. But I think we might get like a Cardi B album.
Probably,
obviously,
yeah,
a Kendrick album is going to come. Might even get a Frank Ocean album. Who knows?
We may actually.
it's been enough time. But yeah.
Yeah, good deal.
Yeah. Wow. What an episode.
Great episode.
And we'll do we'll do our top 10s and all of that type of stuff in January in case someone decides to drop like Jay-Z like next week or something. You know? We don't want to act prematurely.
We don't want to act prematurely.
We don't know. You know.
It's true. But that's us, TVH. Another episode.
Yeah. Follow, like, subscribe, and let us know if you're enjoying it.
Peace out.
Bye.